curriculum. The majority of workers at a Center City Whole Foods voted to join the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza met workers celebrating outside the store this morning.
Worker Kai Adams says she's ready to negotiate what she considers a fair contract. Adams makes $16.50 an hour, but says that is not a livable wage in a city like Philadelphia.
We know that it is possible to start us at $20 an hour based off of the revenue that this store alone makes.
Another priority is equitable career advancement, she says.
There's people who have been working here for almost 30 plus years, and they're still at the status of a team member.
Whole Foods is owned by Amazon. In a statement, the company says they are disappointed about the union election results, but want to maintain a positive work environment and argue that its wages, benefits, and career paths are already competitive. Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.
It's getting chilly outside on this Tuesday night. Right now in Princeton, 32 degrees. Rehoboth Beach at 37. Chester sitting at 36. And in Center City, Philadelphia, 35 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting highs in the mid-40s. Patchy sunshine as well. Then clear skies on Thursday, a slight cool down. And by Friday, to round out the work week, we're looking at temperatures that could be flirting with 50 degrees. But that could come with a chance of rain. It's 7:06 at WHYY.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Tanya Mosley. You know, sometimes there are ideas that make you reconsider the way you look at the world around you. My guest today, scholar